Deadlock was a 1931 British crime film directed by George King, a filmmaker known for his prolific work in low-budget thrillers throughout the 1930s and 1940s. Despite his later success with melodramas and crime features starring actors like Todd Slaughter, Deadlock has largely vanished from cinematic history. The film is considered lost, with no known surviving prints, production materials, or even detailed synopses beyond what can be gathered from period trade publications and reviews. It stands as an early, almost forgotten entry in King's long and varied career, offering a glimpse into a formative period of British sound cinema. This is Land of the Lost, Deadlock. The film was produced during a transitional time for the British film industry, as studios grappled with the new technology of synchronized sound. Many directors, including King, were still learning how to use dialogue effectively, without sacrificing the visual energy of silent filmmaking. Deadlock was reportedly a taut crime story involving deceit, murder, and moral conflict, hallmarks of King's later style. Although little is known about the cast, the picture was distributed by a small studio and likely aimed at the growing audience for urban thrillers and quota quickies, films made quickly and cheaply to meet British regulations requiring cinemas to show a certain percentage of domestic productions. Contemporary reviews describe Deadlock as competent and suspenseful, though not especially groundbreaking. It was noted for its brisk pacing and sharp dialogue, traits that would later define King's more famous efforts, such as The Demon Barber of Fleet Street and Crimes at the Dark House. However, Deadlock disappeared from circulation not long after its release, a fate shared by many early sound films produced on limited budgets. The fragile nitrate film stock and the industry's lack of interest in preserving minor titles contributed to its loss. The absence of Deadlock from film archives underscores how precarious the survival of early British cinema remains. Many films from this period were considered disposable entertainment, their reels reused or discarded once their brief theatrical runs ended. As a result, even the work of directors who later achieved prominence, like George King, is riddled with gaps. For historians, the loss of Deadlock means an incomplete picture of King's artistic evolution and of British crime cinema during the dawn of the talkies. Despite its disappearance, Deadlock holds a small but intriguing place in the lore of lost films. It represents both the struggles and the creativity of British filmmakers navigating new cinematic frontiers, crafting stories of intrigue and betrayal with limited resources but boundless enthusiasm. Its loss is more than a missing film. It's a missing piece of a moment when British cinema was finding its voice, and directors like George King were learning how to make it heard.